Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Arby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Is Arby a real name?
It's Barbie. He didn't get the B.
It's Barbie. It says yeah. Arby. Like, that's why I'm like, man,
send us some sandwiches.
I can understand how you got the nickname.
Her phone broke up a little bit.
So it is. I feel much better about things.
Sorry, Barbie.
Barbie. All right.
It's like, is this a roast beef story?
Yeah. I was like, well,
I thought it was weird, but you never know.
Based on what we're talking about, like, we got the meats. Like, wow.
Those are just two different names, Arby and Barbie.
Well, that's why I'm asking, is this a nickname? Because if it is, I know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got, never mind.
Yeah, we know.
You got plenty of horsey sauce.
So there's been so much talk about man junk, I thought I would toss in a little bit of women junk.
Oh, time to talk about vaginas. Hang on, I think I have something for that.
Yeah,
hold on.
You're going.
Wait, hold on before you, I want to announce it.
Vagina.
Yeah,
Barbie,
it is.
Barbie, I've seen you. You have no junk.
Vagina.
It's our vagina alert.
You
vagina.
And Ken.
Someone turn the alarm off.
Vagina.
Oh, dear God. So,
vagina.
God. So, I have been a veterinary technician for many, many years. And when I first was a technician, I had to go outside and give a very large black German Shepherd a sedation injection.
There, what's up, girl?
He was not a good dog. Owners had him on a 9-foot leash. Unfortunately, they did not have hold of his leash at where his collar was. And I snuck up behind him, stabbed him in the butt, and backed off. He turned around, honed in on me, and charged me and bit me in the crotch.
Oh,
and
my man.
Threw me on my butt. I was airborne. I was in shock. I looked down. He had ripped open my scrubs and my underwear, and I grabbed myself, said OF, and one of the gals from inside ran out, grabbed me, ran me into the bathroom, and I was going into a massive panic attack, and I couldn't really see where half of the punctures were. And I was crying, and I had to open the door and have one of the other technicians come in and look because I couldn't see. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I am so sorry, but you have to look. I can't see.
I need you to look at my vagina.
I'll do it.
Yes. I need you to look at my vagina. And so anyway, she looked, and she was like, you probably need to go to the doctor. And anyway, so long story short, I ended up having multiple punctures in my labia and a huge hematoma down the side of my leg because all of his side teeth grabbed my thigh all the way down.
Jeez.
Okay. And yeah, it was.
Well, I got to ask you, how fast did the dog go down? He turned around and lunged at you. But after you gave him that shot, yeah. I mean, how long does it take to sedate the dog?
Oh, it was in the muscle, so it takes usually like 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes.
Right. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. I didn't know how quick that stuff acted.
But anyways, yeah, the owner was just so, felt so bad. She, the next day, sent me a big bunch of flowers and
I don't want flowers. I want a new labia, woman.
Yeah, and an O'Keefe.
an O'Keefe painting.
Sure.
Do they have to stitch your labia back up?
No, luckily it was just clean punctures.
Oh, yeah, nice.
But
just clean punctures to the labia. Yeah,
yeah,
that's a...
Oh, my God. Yeah, and especially by a 100-pound black German Shepherd.
How long did it take for you to feel normal down there?
Oh, God, weeks.
Wow.
I would never want to have a dog like that.
No. Well, no.
Yeah, we fired them as clients.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Yeah. You know, yeah. One bite to the vagina, next thing you know, your dog gets you booted out. Hey, were you dating anyone at the time or anything like that?
I was, and he was very understanding. And
well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, but your forearms got huge.
But I...
He looks like Popeye.
Right?
Or hers. Yeah. Did you get any lockjaw?
Yeah, that. Yeah, it took oral to a whole new level.
Man, yeah.
Oh, wait, did I just say that on the... Oh, my God.
Anyways, so I know they were understanding. Anyone can understand. Obviously, you did not want this to happen. But
no.
Did you show them, and did they have, like, an audible response? Like, oh, God.
They all they knew is that they saw that he had torn open my scrubs and my underwear. I mean, right. it was wide open.
Man, oh man.
Okay. Wow.
Damn.
That is not good.
I mean, who's a bad boy?
Well, first of all,
who's a bad boy?
Look, man, being bit by a dog hurts.
Yes.
A lot. Doesn't matter where it is. Just, Jesus.
I think it matters more, though, if it's there.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good or bad, what's the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream.
Okay.
Hey, so when we were kids, grew up in West Seattle, and we were swimming at Denny Pool there, and they had a high dive and a low dive, and then they had a divider rope between the low and high dive, so you could open one side for swimming and open whichever diving board was open at the time. And we were teaching this younger kid there how to do can openers off the high dive. It's where you bounce and go off and tuck one leg up and lean back and make a big splash, right?
Yeah.
So he totally misunderstands. He goes out there and does this great big bounce, and he goes on one leg while he's on the diving board. So it made him go sideways off the diving board, and he landed off the high dive with a great big bounce with the rope right between his legs, and he didn't even go underwater. And he was just like in agony and was like, whoa, stuck on the rope. Lifeguard to dive in to get him out of there because he was incapacitated and get him up on the bank. We were all like, whoa, and just like dying.
So he just landed on the rope and didn't even roll off of the thing?
No, he landed and didn't even go underwater, just his legs and knees.
I would bet money those diving boards are gone. Just from insurance purposes, in the last 30 years, they've taken every one of them out. That was my favorite part about going to the pool.
Yeah, sure.
High dive, springboard. I could spend hours bouncing off that thing.
But then that's like that happens, and they're like, let's get rid of them.
Good or bad, what's the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
The Knights of Columbus pool I went to as a kid always had low dives, the high dive.
Yeah.
But, I'm wondering. You're right. They probably took out those high dives. They were awesome.
They used to have slides, too.
Well, that was the issue, was that they always had softball on Sunday nights.
All right.
And then they would close the pool early, and whoever the dads were or whatever playing softball. But some drunk guy was standing on that slide and fell off and cracked his head. So they got rid of the slide.
Not the drunk guy, but like, we got to get rid of that slide.
Right, so for like the kids, it was like, even now as an adult,
that sucks.
I would be like, well, keep the slide.
Well, even that little blue curvy slide that some people had in their own private pools,
yeah,
they sucked. Once you do it like once or twice, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Get me back on the
board. A lot of pools still have like smaller ones.
Yeah, the little itty bitty one.
But you're
not elevated high. They'll have a diving board, but it's like a foot off the ground kind of thing.
There is one, like I went with Bernie and his kids a few years ago, and it's not like a big slide, but it looked fun. So Bernie went, then I went, and then his kids are just dying laughing. We're like, what? And they're like, oh, that slide was shaking when you two went.
Oh, yes, I bet it was. Hello, Carl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Hey, this is Carl from Pittsburgh, man, about a couple miles from Turtle Creek.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Carl.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk smack to you starting in September. Until now, hello.
Oh, yeah. I still got some family up there.
You do? Good, good.
Yeah.
Hey, so I was an umpire for a little league baseball back in Pittsburgh into umpiring. Ball was at the center field. Well, the center fielder, a little kid, went to jump up to catch the ball, and he got a junk caught on the top of the fence.
Oh!
And he basically ripped his pants all the way into his testicles.
Ooh!
The testicles were hanging off the fence, on the top of the fence, and he was still hanging on the fence.
Oh my God!
Oh Jesus. No!
That's awful.
Yeah, yeah. And to this day, every time I think about that story, I cringe.
Yes. His entire body weight was being held by his testicles on a fence.
I mean, he was probably, I don't know, 100, 110 pounds.
It doesn't matter. How much weight could you put on your testicles? I mean, look, if someone tied a brick, which weighs a lot less than 100 pounds, I'm going to scream.
Was this near McKee's Rocks?
Well, McKee's Rocks, yeah.
Exactly. Just hanging on the fence.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
God, that's awful.
So anyway, we ran out to center field, and they asked if anybody had ice. They wanted to stick the testicles on ice to see if they could save them. And we had to wait for a paramedic to get there to basically lift them up the fence. We supported them, and they took him, and he was known as one bald Bubba. His name was Bubba.
Of course it was.
OBB?
So,
Jesus.
So, and look, I don't know. So as the umpire, and obviously the game comes to a stop, everyone agreed to not take him off the fence. It was easier just to support his weight.
It was easier to support his weight because you didn't know what else you could damage just taking him off the fence.
Jesus, good man. God. That is horrible.
That is not something I'd ever want
to do. You need that padding up top, man. Yeah. No chain length, just the padding. That is terrible.
All right.
Oh, boy.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.